You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Opulent Network Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 9 p.m. 347-327-9515. You can find us on Facebook at One Opulent Network or O.me. You can email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. We also have a couple of sister companies that work with us from now and between and around. We have Sisters of Brilliance. We have SOSA, Save Our Students Academy, located on Camelton Road. We have functions over there at times. We have Preparation House down in Fayetteville. We want to thank them as well. We have Heads Up, Hosting Effective Alternative Strategies Under Pressure. Their mission is to help people to establish a successful thinking pattern for a crime-free life. And their program objectives are developing skills and self-awareness, developing discipline skills in a goal-setting environment, and developing thinking patterns to maintain personal and business goals in society. TNT, thoughts and thinking, and as a man's thinking. Now, you can contact them at peggylou@yahoo.com. That's Peggy, L-I-E-U, at yahoo.com. Remember, there is no us without you. You are listeners. You keep us going. We're trying to manage different things going on. We got a lot of changes going on. So we welcome you. We want you to continue to listen to our Wisdom Wednesday and our Thoughtful Thursdays and our Motivational Mondays. Though we're going through a transition, it's a little rough, but hanging in there. P-A-P-P-A, positive attitudes produces positive action. Why not ask for it? Tonight's topic. Positive attitudes produces positive action. What you put out is what you get in. So set your positive goals. Your challenge is to set your positive goals. Appreciate the living. Respect the dead. Do this challenge for 30 days. Set your positive goals. Where do you want to be in 30 days? What do you want to see in 30 days? What do you want to build in 30 days? Text all your friends about love. Text your friends that you haven't heard from in a long time. Just text them and say, hey, I was just reaching out and said, I love you. Or I care about you. Or however you guys say it. I say love because love is one of those strong words that we have, and we acquired that from our God, our heavenly creator. So go ahead and text your friends and tell them you love them. Another challenge. And then uplift your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, people who you know are hating on you, uplift them anyway. God said turn the other cheek. He wasn't saying somebody punch you and knock you out. You don't fight them. But he said do it in a decent manner. Decently and orderly manner, shall I say. That's all you need to do. Keep it moving. Why not ask for it? That's our topic. So welcome to this call. If you're on this call, that means that you are determined to excel in life-changing mission of helping children and helping yourself in this community or whatever community you have. You want to start some kind of campaign in your community? just call me, 470-798-0941, and let's start it up. Let's move it. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the domino rolling. See, making a commitment to change your mindset and your lifestyle is so, so important. And embracing principles of life can truly mean that you're in it to win it. Wow. Opulent Network Radio. We prove to excel in all areas because we are powerful, reserved, opulent voices everywhere. And I say everywhere. We are from nation to nation, from west coast to east coast, the north to south, around and top, and spread love everywhere. And we want you to spread love and show love too. So invite your friends to listen in to Wisdom's Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lang at 9 p.m. And then we also have Thoughtful Thursday, which is in transition right now. We're trying to distinguish if we're going to have the time forward or backwards during that time. We've had, during that, we had some problems with the line, so we're not able to log in on Thursday or Monday. So, but we're going to get that fixed. Don't worry. We're going to get that fixed. Meanwhile, everybody's going to be over here on Super Friends. Super Friends. So, I want to give you some information on the crisis hotline, domestic violence. If you know someone who is in domestic violence situation, you can give them this number or take it a step up, give it a call. But it takes them to make the call. 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. Teen date abuse. 1-800-331-9474. That's 1-800-334-9474. Rape hotline, 1-800-656-4673. That's 1-800-656-4673. That's the rape hotline. Lastly is our suicide prevention. It would be 800-274-8250. That is the suicide prevention line, and we really need to distribute that out, and we really need to reach out and lay hands on people because it's a lot of stuff going on. The devil's really busy, and he's taking children away early because they have no one to turn to, and they can turn here. They can turn here. We're about to do some big changes, and it's just, you know, it's a long story, and I don't have enough time to tell you. So let's end abuse in all forms and help save one life one day at a time. Our shows are 45 minutes, so if you got 45 minutes, we appreciate you coming in. Just picking up the phone and calling us. So when you get in that tight place and everything goes against you till it seems as though you could not hang on a minute longer, never give up, for that is just the place and time that tide will turn. The tide will turn. The tide will turn. So why not ask for it? That's our topic. So why not ask for it? It's so easy to do. Because when the past tries to dominate your thoughts, let your dreams ignite your day. Why should you do that? Put forth that effort. Why not ask for it? Change your mindset and you change your soul. Whoa. We got our PR on and our closure on tonight, as usual. He is the one and only. Love to the line with Dr. Navigator. We got a couple more other callers on the line. We appreciate you all for calling in There is no us without you. Truly and truly, over and over and over again. You know, we're trying to empower women to empower their children. That's what you want to do. You want to empower your children. I mean, if we can't reach the children and we can reach the parents, then that's what we want. We want to reach the parents to reach the children. Because once you have an understanding of what's going on, it continues. It continues. We welcome Brother G to the line. Brother G is going to open up in prayer for us. We surely appreciate him so much for calling in. You know what they say, looking rich and having no money and looking broke and having a net worth. What y'all think about that? All the girls and the men that walking around like $1 million and they don't have no money. Hello? Y'all ain't hear what I said. They don't have a dime. But is it actually important to look rich or look poor? Nowadays, people cutting your fingers off, stealing your cars, jumping and breaking in your houses, and all this old foolishness. Why not ask for it? Why not ask for it? I'm just saying. I don't get it. So the things that I tell you to focus on, listen, focus. Look back to learn and look forward to live. All these things. You remember the mistakes that you made in the past are lessons for learning to be better in the future, in your present time. Because all you got to do is look back. Now, I didn't say dwell on it. I said look back and say, oh, yeah, I made that mistake. Now, what can I do to correct this state of mind into a positive action? See, don't let your present living prejudge your mindset on preparing your life to live with the opportunity to love. And because you might hate it, people. You might hate it this, you might hate it that. But you know what? It didn't turn out right. But now, tables are turning. Life is grand. And those are things that we have to think about. We have to think about. Let me get Sister Stephanie, if she can, go ahead and open us up in prayer. I see Brother G stepped away. So let me see if she's available. If she's not, we're going to try one more person. There's nothing wrong with keep trying. Keep trying until you succeed. Never fail, because a failure is an excuse. Sister Stephanie, are you online?
I'm here.
All righty, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain. How's the process is going along fabulously? We'll talk about that later.
That's it. That's another story.
I can open up in prayer,
no problem. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. No problem. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for these opportunities to come together. I thank you for the ability to open our hearts and open our minds to better our children, to better our communities. I thank you for each person who wants to take that time to set aside and learn what they have been through, where they are headed, and teach others that, hey, we all fail, but we can all pick up and move forward and have a better life. I ask that you give each person here the ability to speak, the ability to teach, and the ability to learn from one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Dr. Navigator, what's the real deal? What is the real deal? Loving you to the line. If you're available. I know you said you were going to be in a meeting earlier. I don't know if you're still online or if you're available. You're 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out the door. I don't know. I ain't heard no noise yet, but I'm going to keep talking until I see your smile. Hello? All right, you still in the meeting? Okay, so having faith, meditation, and strong prayer, why not ask for it? That's our topic. It's simple. Why not ask for it? The thing is that prayer is a very important thing. But when you pray, what are you asking for? Are you asking for a new body, better looking face, longer hair, smaller feet, smaller figure? What are you asking for? Why not ask for it? Now, is that a positive way to look at life and say, why not ask for this or why not ask for that? On your job, you want a raise? Why not ask for it? Do you deserve that raise? Why not ask for it? Do you deserve it? Did you do all the things and above the excellence that of your job performance? Were you critiquing everything that needed to be critiqued? Were you in there, as they say? Were you turned up on your job? Were you untouchable? Were you deserved that raise? Why not ask for it? Why not ask for it? Why are we so scared to ask for things that we want or need or desire? Because guess what? Guess what, people? It's so funny and it's so simple. Guess what? If you don't ask, you shall not receive. And all of a long, whether they say yes or no, either way, if you don't ask, you'll never know. And it don't matter, because you ain't going to get the yes, and it's already a no. So why not ask? Why not ask? Keep it moving. Keep it 100. Just ask. You need some money. You're a little short. You were sick. In the bed, laid up, coughing your head off, eyes swollen, had to take a few days off. You don't have no sick time. But you can't go to work sick, spreading contagious and contagious, spreading germs. Job don't want you there. But you know somebody's got the money and always said they got your back. They say, if you need anything, call me and ask me. Oh, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be a burden. Why not ask for it? Reach out. If it's humble in your heart. See, that's where this is where I'm going. It's okay to ask for something if you mean it sincerely from your heart. Now, if you mean it just to get over on somebody, then you know it don't work like that. That's why when you ask in prayer, you ask in God's way and in Jesus' name. See, because it's God's will if it's in favor. So he ain't going to say, yeah, I'm going to let you have this plastic surgery. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to grant you that. That ain't God. Because, see, those are people playing God. And I know we've had that talk show about playing God. And, some of you people don't agree with me. But I think that you should only really get certain kind of surgeries when things have happened that have caused a misconfiguration of your body, mind, soul, whatever have you. But just to be cute, you better be happy with what God gave you. Because he didn't have to wake you up this morning. He didn't have to do it. He didn't even have to leave you, let you be alive. I'm talking about even be born. Hello? Y'all better open that back door and listen to what I'm saying and stop shatting it. He didn't have to. That's that God's love. So with that, why not ask for it? Give God his glory and his son pray on it. But when you pray in a respectful way. Ask for it. Why ask for some foolishness when you can't take it with you? Can't take it with you.
Hello, no, Queen.
Won't be. Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad you stopped me. Come on in here.
Why not ask for it? I understand exactly
why
what you mean. I feel. Yeah, you know, why not just ask for it? But see,
why not ask for it?
I know why not ask for it.
Why not?
Because it's the same reason that when God was speaking to Adam after he ate off the tree, you know, Adam caught himself hiding from him. It's the same reason when God asked Cain, where is thy brother?
Uh-oh.
You know, each time that this happened, these people separated themselves from God. So before,
uh-oh,
see, when you're a part of God, you don't have to. See, you ask for peace and harmony within our community. But see, what we do is, the reason we ask for it, when we do ask for it, is because we're in a distressing time of need. Meaning that you don't have the faith in our loving God to know that anything that transpired throughout our life, it was God-given to test our strength, our faith. So see, when we don't have enough faith, that's when we go, Lord, God, please help me. But last week when you were doing good, you didn't even go to church. So see, that's why we don't ask for it when we should ask for it. You see, God, believe me, you can't fool him. David tried, and he was very disappointed. Because, yeah, an archangel came to him by the name of Nathan and had to give him a parable so he could understand what God was trying to express to him. But see, we got a loving God. He never lost faith in David. And it made David gain faith in God. So a lot of times when we don't ask for what we really need in life, see, when we do ask for it, we know when you're wrong. I know that I didn't speak to you last week, but this week I need your help, and now all of a sudden I'm in your inbox. I'm everywhere. Hey, how you doing? Now I'm asking. See, God is the same way. Don't try to deceive or make me, for I am the Father. I'm the Creator. So when you don't ask for it, you know you're dead wrong. You shouldn't ask for it. But when you do ask for it and you've been faithful in your belief in God, hey, that's when he's right there. And that's my piece on that, sis.
All right now. I'm trying to tell you why not ask for it. See, what's truly important that we ask, no matter what we ask for, that's according to his will. As he said, you know, one week you just a baller, and then next week you broken. Oh, Jesus, Lord God, can you please give me this. But you forgot to give me some praise. Hello? I miss some praise. I'm counting your days. Guess what? God knows everything. Guess what? However you pray, standing, sitting, eyes closed, head over here, leg over here, however you pray, God hears you. He's listening at all things. Everything. Everything. Why not ask? Ask, they say, and you shall receive. But see, you must ask according to his will. So, we need to pray in harmony, God's will. Can we pray about personal things? Yes, we can pray about personal things. But don't just pray when you need some. Hello? He didn't just, you think he just woke you up one day and then let you sleep all day long and said, well, I ain't going to wake up today because she ain't prayed to me. No, he don't do that. It don't work like that. Why not ask for it? Ask and you shall receive. Ask for from the goodness of your heart. Ask to relieve your mind and change your mindset into a better positive motion for the community, for the children, for the village, because it takes a village to raise these children, because these children are off the chain. Your number 45. He make a plan for y'all. So if y'all don't get it together, he's going to make sure that he got it together for you. And he don't care about what color you are, baby, because it's all about him. You know how you got this person that's just all about him? Why not ask for it? Why not ask for it and keep it moving? If all the lines are open, if you would like to speak, go ahead. Open up your heart and let your mind be free and let your soul release the thoughts and your opinions. Your freedom of speech is what is very important right here on Opulent Network. We can't see you. We don't know who you are. You can tell us who you are. You can say you're Elijah. We'd just like for you to speak and open up your hearts to us. Looking for miracles or looking for blessings? Or is it undeserved kindness? Why not ask for it? Lines are open. I need to play my music. Dun, 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 dun. I'm not going to do it. Why not ask for it? There is no us without you. Go ahead, people. I'm listening. I'm listening, I'm listening, and I'm listening. No one? We quiet? Well, I guess I'm just about to pick and choose. Pick and choose. The kingdom will come. And let his will be done. So why not ask for it? That's what you say when you pray. You know, you say, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We asking for a change right there. Because the devil is already here. He's been tearing up. Right down the street from where I live, they tore up a whole community with a tornado on Monday. I just missed it. It only tore, you know, my phone lines and my internet line. But it was out there. Cut the lights off and it was pitch black. See, it was a different kind of black, though. It was that black that it was just, you couldn't even see. The eyeball's black. And that's dark. That's darkness. Then couldn't see nothing. But praise be to God. He took care of us because we could have been that person or those people that had their glasses and their doors and everything tore up. But see, I pray all the time. All the time. So I ask for guidance, forgiveness, shelter, coverage, more love, more strength all the time. It ain't about, oh, I need a car, Lord. You know, my car on the fourth leg and this and this and this and that, and I need that. And I need to go get my toes done because, you know, I got this show coming up and they need to be right. No, don't pray selfishly. Play wholeheartedly. Sister Stephanie, why not ask for it? Is she still online? She might have left. Why not ask?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
My niece was just coming in from church, and she was talking to me. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. But I think the reason why people don't ask for it is the fear of rejection and fear of unworthiness. And kind of like Dr. Navigator said earlier, you know, we have a tendency to ask for when we're down and when we're low, but we don't really praise or ask when things are good. You know, people get tired of always getting a phone call only when they need or want something. Sometimes it's nice to get that phone call simply because I'm thinking about you, I love you, and I want to talk to you. And, you know, when you feel like you're being taken advantage of and you drop and do for everybody, when you're the one in need and you can't get a soul to show up or be there, you don't want to ask. You know, you find yourself trying to prove a point that I can do it without you. I don't need your help. And we do that even with God and with our, you know, when the way we live every day is, you know what, I don't need nobody. I can do this. But we do. That's not true. We do need people and we do need God and we need to change that attitude. And, you know, I have to talk to myself all the time because I am definitely a stubborn person and I will not beg and ask for something. If you don't want to help me, I don't want you. So, you know, I'm having to really lower myself and ask for help. It's not easy. I don't do that. I'm a caregiver. I'm not a person to reach out and ask people to help me. You know, I'll drop everything and whatever I'm doing and run to help others, but I'm not the best one about asking for help when I need it. So, but it is, a lot of it has to do with pride. And, you know, pride can be a very bad thing. So, you know, that's why I feel like people don't ask for it. But that's just my opinion. So I give it back to you.
I was trying to unmute my phone. Wow. You know, you said the magic word. I don't know. Were you reading? Were you just reading my mind? But that is the main, one of the main reasons why people don't ask. Because they have, under the definition of pride is one's own dignity, importance, their merit, their state of being proud. You know, when you're in a state of, it's your mind, state of mind. I'm trying to get a good, really good one who reflects credit upon themselves. So my pride is too good for people beneath me, is an example. And I'm not talking about me. I'm saying in general, that's a term. Some people feel like that. And when you need to ask for something, people let their pride block their blessings. You blocking your blessing. Because you need. But as she said, and you know, sometimes I need Stephanie all the time. She just don't know it. She just don't know it. But I need her all the time. But I can't have her all the time. I can only have her when she's available. And I have to respect that. And I appreciate her, all that she does. Oh, my God. Very, very much. So when you have your pride that's blocking your blessings, which in turn keeps you from asking for things that you need, that you want. And it's really a matter of friends and family and God, because you can go to God in prayer, in silent prayer, on your knees, standing up, laying down, however you want to do it. There is no specific way to pray. And if anybody told you got to get on your knees and fold your hands and close your eyes, no, that ain't required. Just pray. Pray and ask for things in God's name, in His Son's name, and for the will, for your health, for good things, not for things that you want. Because that's the problem. See, want and pride are two things that run consecutive together, and they don't help people very well. Because people don't understand about pride. They don't understand about self-respect. They don't. They just keep going at it and going at it and going at it and going at it. Why not ask for it? Ask for your help. Ask for your loved ones. But don't stop asking. Continue to keep on. It's in the Bible. What I'm telling you, I'm not just making this up. It's in the Bible. Read your Bible, people. It's easy. Just pick it up and read it. I'll tell you, we'll read a text. We'll read something on Facebook so quick in a second. Read the whole doggone thing. It could be two or three paragraphs. But we won't pick up the Bible and read one chapter per night. That's all. One chapter per night. That's it. I ain't gonna get into that topic because that's another topic. I ain't gonna get into it. I'm not gonna do it. Why not ask for it? Because our pride, our boastfulness, we're blocking our own blessing by not asking. If I need you, I'm gonna call you. Whether you got it or not. Like she said earlier, they're afraid of rejection. But guess what? You already rejected because you don't got it. You don't have it. It's already a no. Whether they're going to say no or not, you already a no. You don't have it. It's not a yes until you ask. What's the song called by Diana Ross? Reach Out and Touch. Reach out and ask. You shall receive. You don't know. You can't bestow of the future. Why? Because you ain't God. But you got to ask. You have to ask the flesh, human fleshly people. And in God, you have to go to him in prayer. Because you know what? God is a friend too. He wants to be your friend. He wants you to draw closer to him. In order for you to do that, you have to pray and talk to him just like your friend. Now, I ain't talking about, I don't know, somebody got on that earlier on the radio show and said something about you can talk to him, you can cuss and all this stuff. I don't think God wants you to do that, but that ain't none of that. I don't, that's not, I'm not no arguing on that right there, but you know what I'm saying. Hello? Y'all don't hear me? It's what they say, let the church say amen. Listen, I don't believe in cussing in no prayer at God. But go to him. Why not ask for it? Why not ask for that raise from your boss? Why not ask your children to respect you? Why not? Why not do the things that are positive in your life that will make your life better? Why not? Pride, the most flourishing state of mind that a person can have. I don't need to look up the word flourishing, because I'm sure we all know. Why not ask? Once you figure out why, you can move forward. That being said, just stop, drop, and text the one. Let them know what station you listen to on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Mondays. Again, as I said, Mondays and Thursdays are in transition. We're trying to see about the time. And by us doing that, we are not able to log in the radio station because we flim-flammed on something. So that's going to be on standby, but we're going to try to get you guys information a day before. Why not ask? Ask and you shall receive. So, continue the journey of holding back your thoughts, your fears. Until you ask and release, it'll still be there. It's binding you down. You need to unwind. You need to let go and let God. And with that being said, I'm going to leave it to my PR, Dr. Navigator, where you at? And he is going to come on. That was way first. See, every time I do that, you come right on in. Loving you back to the line. Dr. Navigator is going to close us out. And hopefully, Brother G, if he's on the line, he's going to close us with prayer. And meanwhile, he's going to close us and give a final thoughts on why not ask. Why not ask? Wow, pride, boastfulness, all these different things. You just need to ask. Ask and you shall receive. All right, Dr. Navigator, it's on you.
Love to the line. The nice topic, why not ask for it? And see, I listened to the Queen. I mean, she gave you some valid points. And, you know, you don't really want to make it a religious thing, but, man, you know, hey, when we found our God was being exempt from the schools, every time we look up, there's a shooting in it. So, you know, we ain't going to take God away from Oscar Network. We want to always be present in everything that we do. So you say, a cold mouth don't get fed. Knock, and the door shall open. Ask, and you shall receive. Be careful what you ask for. You know, my grandma used to say that. You know, speak things into existence. The tongue is like a two-edged sword. death, and life lies within the power of the tongue. See, these are things that you learn from the Bible. These are, you learn this in Proverbs. You know, the book of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Yet and still, we misinterpret. We misinterpret what this what come with what we asking for. When I just told you that, please excuse me. You know, we got to be careful what we ask for. Okay. When we ask for certain things, like I just said, you know, the Bible says that life and death lies within the power of the tongue, meaning that you can ask for death, or you can ask for life, or you can ask for death for someone else, or you can ask for life for someone else. You know, it's at your own interpretation on how you ask or what you ask it for. See, you say, why not ask for it? So you ask, you know, why not ask for something, you know, bad to happen to someone, or ill will towards someone, or because your boyfriend cheated on you and you ask that something bad happened to him, or your girlfriend is no longer faithful and you ask the worst for her. Now, can you actually believe that God, our loving, kind, caring God, is going to answer your prayer? Now, I'll take you back to Proverbs where it says, you know, death lies within the power of the tongue. That's what life do. See, what they were actually telling us is that sometimes you can say some things that can cause death to come. You know, if I walk up to you and I curse you out, or I say something to you that can be derogatory, and you take my life, wouldn't that coincide with, you know, me speaking death into my existence? See, sometimes when you ask for certain things, now you got to think about, you can't be God. But see, we got a word that's called theology. That's the, you know, it's teaching of, you know, God, learning of his character. Him or her, I don't know. I'm not going to put a title on them because him or her, we don't really know what that means. It was something that we were taught to represent a man or a woman. But we look at God as an entity. So you say, speak things to existence. You ask for something. You know, think about yourself. Think about your child. When you know your child is deceiving you, you know your child is lying to you, and it makes you angry and you whoop your child. But yet, when your child comes to you and tell you the truth, and you give your child the best advice as a parent out of love to make sure your child is safe, yet and also learn from their mistakes. See, that was in a sincere manner, and it made you respect and love your child even more so because your child showed you that they respect and trusted in your judgment and don't want to lie to you. See, this is the same that we have to, you know, realize when we speak in the God, when we talk about prayer, when we just fall on our knees and ask for certain things because we're in a bad state. See, you don't play. Because, see, for so long, a man once said that black people have struggled for so long and prayed for so long that they became atheists, meaning that we haven't found freedom yet. And we don't believe that it's possible. We haven't found, you know, we haven't came out of poverty yet. And we don't believe that it's possible. And we have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed with no results because we haven't became rich. But see, yet and still, for a rich man to get into the gates of heaven, like getting a camel through the eye of a needle, why do we all strive to be rich when the Bible plainly states that man, a rich man don't even listen. It is hard to get into the gates of heaven. But man, when you're rich with love, when you ask God to give you humanity, when you ask God to give you the strength, to actually care for someone else, then you'll be amazed how you wake up in the morning, and even though it's raining, man, it's still sunny around you, that the burden is no longer on your shoulders. Because you ask for something for sincerity for someone else. But when you ask for, you know, to help you get out of your own dilemma, out of your own hardship, man, come on, seriously? And you expect, you know, our loving God to just take his time from looking at the rest of the world and touch you. But just last week, you didn't know him. Think about your own child treating you like that. Think about your own neighbor, your own boss, anybody treating you like that. Would you actually reach out and help them? So, see, don't fear, don't take it for granted that God is such a loving, kind, and caring God that, hey, I'm going to let this, you know, I'm going to let you just get out of me like this. Because, see, you know, I'm quite sure God could have looked down and told Eve, don't listen to the serpent. Eve, don't eat the apple. No, he created her. Yet and still, he let it transpire because he knew like 2018 will come, and I'm going to see if my children still have enough faith in me to be obedient to me. Don't have enough faith in me to call upon me when you think you need me the most. So then you ask, why not ask for it? See, don't ask for it. Don't try me. Don't misuse me. Love me like I love you, like you love your children. You know, the people out the network, the listeners, the host, the producer, and everybody got a part of this. How do you have a love for, you know, mankind? But don't just call on me because the night or the day things didn't go your way. Your boyfriend ran off. He was the runaway groom. Now you follow your knees and pray for a new husband. Seriously? Man, don't try me. For I created you. See, this is blasphemy. This is where you feel like, hey, just like if your child tried you, you whoop them the worst when they lie to you. But you love them the most when they're being honest to you. So if you open your mouth and you ask for it, open it with sincerity. Ask out of sincerity. Ask when you got it. This is well and when you don't. And you will realize that you'll have more often than you don't. Don't wait until you feel like, hey, now I'm in a bad spot and now I'm going to ask you because, see, I don't see you. I'm not a part of you. You're not a part of me. If you're not a part of God, he do you just like he did when I asked you about Cain and about Adam. He asked, where are they? You wasn't a part of him no more. God knew where they was at, but they wasn't a part of him no more. So he had to ask, where are you? Do you think you're exempt? Do you think it's not possible for God to look at you the same way and not ask you, whoever you may be tonight, where are you? Yet instead, you can open and say, why not ask for it? See, I say this because I say I love. The sister brought a topic, and she spoke on it, and everybody spoke, and I came to you from a perspective about, and don't try me. And I say don't try me because it's something, it's a common word that we all understand instead of me saying a word that's going to make everybody sit here and wonder and ponder tonight. Don't try me. And this is how God is feeling. Because if God actually did not no longer exist, because of the letdown of the people, the world would have been came to an end. But see, we are his children. We're his pawns in his chess game. And yet, it's still, when you want to grow up to become another queen, then you have to reach the back row. But you don't reach the back row unless you get pushed on the right square. So if you're going to be pushing yourself, you're going to ask for it. Ask for it with sincerity. And man, I promise you, when you ask, that door that you get knocked on will open. And what you ask for will actually be received. And you, when you say speak things to existence, it will come into existence. And when you ask, you know, you just say, be careful what you ask for. Ask for it with sincerity, and you ain't no longer have to be careful. And when you say that death and life lies in the power of the tongue, then you will bring life. And I say all that with one thing in mind, man. Love to the line.
Love to the line. That was Dr. Navigator, our PR, our closer, my right hand, my other hand, my left foot, my right foot. He's my all in all, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much. that was wonderful. We want to thank everyone for calling in tonight. Why not ask for it? And if there is Brother G is still around, where are you still around, Brother G? Or have you left the building? Are you still around? All right. So we want to thank you. Why not ask for it? Remember to tune in, everyone. Find us on Facebook at o.n.e. Or you also can go to Love to the Line. Dr. Navigator's page is called Love to the Line, where you have all information right there. And again, the Facebook, O.N.E., or email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. Or you can text me at 470-798-0941. Thanks again for listening. We love you. There is no us without you. Brother G, take us out in prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for this time again for getting us together and in our minds and expressing the way we feel about this subject. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to carry on, to do your will, to help make this place, of this world, a better place. we want to say a special prayer for those who have been taken back a step, no matter if it's from wounded or injured, lost ones, or ones that are sick. We pray that you may restore us whole and to be whole again, and that we may continue to strive to be better people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone. Have a good one. Remember, conquer and love.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me.
Why not ask for
all things and what they used to be? Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, 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 all things and what they used to do. Radiation underground.
Why not ask for it? Thanks for listening in to Opula Networks Radio. Our topic tonight was why not ask for it? Why not ask for it? Do we let our pride, do we let our boastfulness keep us from getting our blessings that we deserve or that we need? We just need things that are needed, not the things that are wanted. Always ask in Jesus' name. Always ask your Creator to help you with things that you don't understand. Man can't help you. Opulent Network here is here for you. Remember to call in 347-327-9515, or you can hit us up on Facebook at o.ne, or you can email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. Have a good night. Thanks for listening. There is no us without you listeners. Love you all. Have a good night.